You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Shut it down. I'm hunting for someone, y'all. He's a lion thieving rattlesnake, and he's broken every law. He's terrorized the lives of men, and he's under arrest because I've been sent with a warrant from the body of Christ.
What's happening? Why is there?
Satan, bite the dust.
You just tuned into Life Changers Radio Broadcast, a ministry where you do experience change. Tune in every Saturday from 11:15 to 11:30 a.m. We're excited about your deliverance. Let's go quickly into today's broadcast with your host, Apostle L. Meg Farquhar. Thank you for tuning in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast today. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our healer, our deliverer, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords of all the worlds. Amen. I'm very excited that you tuned in today. I pray that you've been allowing the Lord Jesus Christ to allow his deliverance and his healing to come into your life through your faith. Amen. Taking him at his word, realizing that he's not a man that he should lie. If he said it, it shall come to pass. Amen. I'm very excited. Before we quickly go into the message for today, let us quickly go before the throne of grace that we may receive help in such a time as need. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for allowing us to be in the land of the living again today. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you've done for us. We thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the minute blessings, the great blessings, the phenomenal blessings, and the miraculous blessings that you've been doing, even blessings that we don't even take notice of, Father. We thank you for all the food that you provide, the activity of our limbs. We thank you, Father, for every your divine protection that you kept over our families. Thank you for just being faithful to your covenant, your blood covenant with your people. Thank you for just performing your word, watching over it, and bringing into manifestation, amen, your word with signs and wonders. Today, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we're asking you today to stretch forth your emergency hand of healing and deliverance, to go through the airways, to meet those who are in need of healing in their body. Whether they're at home, in the hospital, whether they're in assisted living, whether they're in the jailhouse, whether they're in prison, Father, healing is not just physical. Healing can be emotional and mental. In the name of Jesus Christ, I extend the power of the living God to you in the name of Jesus Christ and say, be healed in your organs, be healed in your bones, be healed in your blood. Let the blood of Jesus, amen, in the name of Jesus, go through you and flush through your body and flush out all the spirit of infirmities and different type of blood diseases, cancer, high blood pressure, thyroid problems. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all physical disabilities, in the name of Jesus Christ, be healed by the power of the almighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we thank you for the comfort of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the spirit of truth. Your word declares to us that you are the spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberate today those of your children that are stuck, Father, in stagnation, those that need to have a touch from you again, those that need to say, that are crying out saying, Father, I'm in a place where I don't know why I'm stuck here. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, I thank you that you're uprooting every person, place, and thing in their life that's not supposed to be there, Father. Clear the air and bring liberty in the name of Jesus Christ. Refresh your leaders, strengthen them all over the world in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us not be ignorant of the devices of the enemy, Father. Expose it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Protect our children as they go back and forth to school in the name of Jesus Christ. Protect them from the demonic toys, demonic games, Lord. Let the conviction of the Holy Spirit even come in them as a young age, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we give you praise today, for you are a good God. You are faithful. You're the Ancient of Days, and you're proving yourself to be faithful over the ancient. Thank you for your love. Thank you for loving us, for you are love. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for just glorifying yourself in your sanctuaries. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare the decree that you are God and that you sit high on your glorious throne, whose foundation is holiness and righteousness, and that there is no other God like you in all the earth. Father, we thank you. Thank you for what is to come, Father, because we know you're good and your mercy endured forever. So everything that you send into our way, every good and perfect gift, comes from the Father of life. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm very excited about this message today. We're going to go really quickly to Luke chapter 5, and we're going to start right there at verse 17. And it says, now it happened on a certain day, as Jesus was teaching, that there were the Pharisees and the teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Somebody ought to say, the power of the Lord Jesus Christ is here to heal me, and receive that by faith. Amen. Then behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, whom sought to bring in and lay before Jesus. And when they could not find how they may bring him in because the crowd, they went up on the housetop and let him down. They took the roof apart and they let him down before the midst of Jesus. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the man, your sins are forgiven you. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this that speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said to them, why are you reasoning among your hearts? Which is easier, to say, your sins be forgiven you, or to say, rise up and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man have power on the earth to forgive sins, he said to the man who was paralyzed, I say unto you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. And immediately he rose up before them, took up his bed where he had been lying on, and departed and went to his house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God and were filled with fear, saying, we've seen strange things today. Amen. Somebody ought to say, Lord, I'm believing you to see strange miracles manifesting in my life today. But I want to pause and I want to go back up to the paralytic man, because the Lord highlighted something to me here in this message. And he said, I said to the Lord after reading, I said, why did you say to a paralytic, your sins be forgiven you? If the man is already paralytic, he's paralyzed, how is it that he has sins? What could he have possibly done? He could not walk. But the Lord reminded me that he doesn't look on the appearance of man. He looks at the heart of man. So I had to begin to listen to the revelation of the Holy Spirit. Here this man is lying there paralyzed. It could be that the man had already cursed the Lord in his heart. It could be the man was being misused or being abused, or he didn't like his situation, so he was very resentful in his heart. You know, about a couple of weeks ago, I talked about how the Lord arrested me in that area. And it could be the man was holding rejection in his heart. He had probably was saying some things in his heart that we on the outside could not see, even though he's paralyzed. And so Jesus dealt with his sin first. And that's very interesting where the Lord want to talk to us about today. He said, I'm not looking at your appearance. I'm dealing with you in your heart. And he said, many of us in our heart, glory be to God, have stopped believing and stopped trusting. But most of all, we're holding these sins in our heart. And, you know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. Amen. And whatever is in your heart will begin to manifest out in the natural realm all around you and wherever you go, in how you deal and interact with people, places, and things. And so the Lord is speaking. He says, the things that are hitting in many, not all, but many of my people's heart is what I'm tapping on, is what I want to cut open, so that all of that gook and stinking thinking and hurts and wounds that is festered up in their heart can come out of their heart, and that their heart can get the healing that it needs. You know, the scripture reminds us that the Lord said, I would that you prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. He needs your soul to prosper, but the soul can't prosper. Amen. The emotions can't prosper. You can't really receive what you want to receive or believe like you want to believe if our heart is stagnated with unforgiveness, hurts, wounds, resentment, rejection. The Lord is saying, listen, I want you to have a great life. That's what I died. I said in John chapter 10, I'm the good shepherd. I came that you may have life and have it life more abundantly. So I do want you to prosper. I'm not a withholder. I will withhold no good thing from those who walk up before me righteously, said the Lord. But we block our own blessings. We become sometimes our own destiny blockers because sometimes we don't want to forgive. We don't want to be obedient. We don't want to get disciplined. We don't want to do the things that's required. And people say, well, why do I got to do anything when Jesus has already done it? He's already done it. And we know he's already done it. But we still have to exercise what the word said, because the devil going to make sure that he's going to tempt us to try to see if we really believe what we say we believe, because persecution comes for the word's sake. The more word that we read, the more time we spend with the Lord. If you hadn't noticed, it seems like the more the prosecution comes against you, you have more people, more hardship, things coming at you. Because why? The enemy works by circumstance. Jesus works by faith. So here the Lord says, it's impossible to please me without faith. And here Satan says, I'll send a circumstance in your life and shake the very thing that you said that you believe the Lord for. And you will submit, or we will submit, to the circumstance of what we see, when the Lord said, the just shall live by faith and not by sight. But because we can see the storm, we'll believe the storm. And Jesus is saying, I want to cut your heart. I want to do surgery. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost, on your heart so that you can let out all that stuff that you are carrying inside of you. And a lot of people are snapping, and a lot of people are sick because of that, because they can't get past the hurt or wound. They can't get past the betrayal. They can't get past the failures. But, you know, people with great failures become great successful people. So we have to get to the point where we have to say, I'm not going to allow my past to stop me from entering into my future. My past is what's going to kick me into my future, because I'm not going to allow it to control me. Somebody should say amen right there. The Lord is speaking to us today. Even love toward one another within the body of Christ. He's saying many can't get past the hurts and the wounds. But we got to keep in mind, amen, that the house of the Lord, glory be to God, is a hospital. Amen. And it's different areas within and different levels of faith within the body of Christ. I came in on the emergency room. I mean, I was a drug dealer and a harlot and all kind of stuff. So I came in on the emergency stretcher to an emergency room. And I like to call the smaller churches the emergency room, because they're going to give you that one-on-one. Amen. And as you begin to mature and grow, then you can go and stand in a place, glory be to God, in some of these bigger churches, because now your relationship with the Lord and your fellowship with him is tight, right? Amen. And so the Lord is saying, will you allow me to bring the deliverance that you keep saying you're waiting for me to bring when it's already here? Amen. For who the Son set free is free indeed. I'm very excited. The Lord is speaking to his people today. He's saying, it's the hidden, the small foxes that eat up the vine. It's the hidden things with inside the heart. Glory be to God. You know, it's something as simple as disobedient that can stop us from getting and doing what the Lord has called us to do. Listen, I hope that this message just goes out there and get down in the crevices of your heart and allow the surgeon of all surgeons to do the surgery. Amen. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we thank you for this word today. We praise you. We glorify you. We lift you up. There's none like you in all the earth. Great and almighty is your name. And so, Father, we thank you. We receive this healing. We receive your word by faith, Lord, because we know there's no other God like you, because you tell us in Isaiah 43 that you are God, and before you there was no God formed, and after you there shall not be, and besides you there's no Savior. You're the only Savior of the world. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and you're the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, our Redeemer to come soon. You know, listen, it's about the good news. Amen. Glory be to God. And so I'm excited about the good news. Until the next time, may the healing power and deliverance of the Lord Jesus Christ overtake you in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank you for tuning in today to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. We're excited about your deliverance, and we will continue to pray for you that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth will bring healing, deliverance, and restoration radically into your life. Until the next time, God bless you.
Now, Satan, you're next in line. I'm going to hit you where it hurts, because I'm tired of you and my family, and I'm tired of you and my church. I'm not my own. I'm bought with a price. I'm a Holy Ghost-filled man.